Okay, so you're looking at AP, maybe IB, and you're probably laser-focused on that final exam score, right? Thinking a 5 or a 7 is the ultimate goal. But what if we told you that for getting that acceptance letter, the actual exam score? Well, it barely registers for most colleges. Our mission today is to cut through the noise and look at the data. How do you really use these courses strategically?
Okay. And that's where the paths diverge a bit. AP gives you that flexibility, right? Subject by subject, really deep dives. IB, especially the full diploma program, it's more holistic. It's this whole structured framework with the core stuff like TOK, the extended essay, CAS. Both are tough, no doubt. But the strategy,
Yeah,
it's different.
exactly. So we're digging into the sources to figure out the smart way to pick and manage these courses, how to boost your chances of getting in, and maybe get some college credit down the line. First big thing, what do admissions officers actually care about? They always mention strength of curriculum. What does that, mean?
It mostly means your grades in those hard courses. And the data here is pretty striking. Your grades in AP or IB classes, immensely important. Like 90% of colleges are looking closely at those. But the final exam scores, for the admission decision, way less critical. We're talking only about 5.5% of colleges giving those major weight at that stage.
Wait, hold on. Only 5.5% for the exam score itself for getting accepted. That seems, well, it completely flies in the face of what most students focus on. So you're saying the high school performance is step one and the exam score is like something you cash in later.
Precisely, which means your course selection needs to be smart, aligned with what you actually want to do. Thinking about STEM or, a hard science, taking something like AP calculus and doing well, that shows readiness in a way just loading up on random APs doesn't. Admissions folks want to see you challenging yourself where it counts for your intended major.
And they get context too, right? They know you can't take AP Physics C if your school doesn't even offer it.
Absolutely. They have the data. They know exactly how many advanced courses your high school offers. They're looking for rigor within that context. Did you push yourself with what was available? That's key, not, taking 10 online courses just to pad the list.
Okay, that leads straight to the big pressure point. Taking tons of APs versus doing really well in fewer is more always better. We all know that kid, right? Looks amazing on paper, but it's totally burnt out.
Yeah, the sources really caution against that. Overloading is risky. Both AP and IB are incredibly demanding. Spreading yourself too thin, it can tank your grades, your GPA, even your mental health. And the data suggests there's a point of diminishing returns. The benefit for your college grades seems to plateau after about, say, five AP
I
courses.
have courses, so that's kind of the sweet spot, maybe.
It seems to be, yeah. If you're not sure you can pull off a really high grade, like an A, or maybe a strong B in that sixth or seventh AP or IB class, it's probably wiser to focus on doing exceptionally well in fewer, quality over sheer quantity.
Right. Nail those five, get the high grades that admissions officers actually prioritize, and then think about the exam. So once you've got the acceptance, what do those exam scores actually get you?
That's when they convert to potential college credit or advanced standing. Skipping intro classes, maybe starting a bit ahead. Generally speaking, AP credit tends to be, let's say, more widely accepted, or maybe just more straightforward for credit across US universities than IB. Probably just because so many more students take APs.
And there are specific score hurdles.
Oh, definitely. For AP, you're usually looking at needing a 4 or ideally a 5 out of 5. For IB, the focus is almost always on the higher level, the HL courses, and you typically need at least a 5, often a 6 or even 7, depending on the university and the subject, SL courses, much less likely to grant credit.
So HL is key for IB credit. But that leads to the big caveat, doesn't it?
Yes, and this is like the non-negotiable part. You must check the specific policies of every single university you're interested in. Seriously. A score that gets you credit at one school might just get you placement or nothing at all at another. It varies wildly. Don't assume anything. Look it up directly.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, it really boils down to a strategic balance, doesn't it? You need those rigorous courses, but you really need the strong grades in them for admission. Don't sacrifice grades chasing volume or just the exam score initially.
Exactly. And remember, getting accepted is just the first step. Think long term. Sometimes it really is better to truly excel in a few key areas that align with your goals rather than being just okay or mediocre across a whole bunch of them. Definitely weigh the stress, the potential burnout against maybe skipping one intro class in college. Is that trade-off always worth it? Something to think about.